Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I'm here with Chris and Dion, and they think I keep babies in the closet. Just wait till y'all hear this bullshit Chris asking a bitch today. I think Chris is motherfucking something wrong with him. He over there pissing on his nuts. I told him to calm down before his nuts drown. We'll be right back after the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly,
turn
it up and
gon'
repeat it.
Nothing. I'm looking like a tacky packy motherfucker.
Tacky packy?
What?
What is that?
Fucking Halloween pants and military shoes.
With fur lined boots.
No, she got camo leopard boots.
Camo, these ain't no boots, these just slides and shit.
Did you see all the memes from the last time they took photos? Producer Kate took photos of you in your fur lined boots.
I know, people was like, I look like Chewbacca. I was like, fuck you, them Chewbacca was $200.
With the fur, apple bottom jeans.
I ain't got no apple bottom ass. I was like,
I just want to hear him sing that again.
Go on, Chris.
Get low, 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 low.
Do the first. Start over. Stop laughing, nigga.
That would be the song he knows.
That's literally all I know.
What? Do it again.
No, now I've locked up. Now I've gone. Now I've verklempt. Boots with the fur, apple bottom jeans. Is that the line?
Yeah, that's it.
He said it backwards.
Low, 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 low.
Her voice got lower than mine.
Yeah. Oh, what have y'all been up to this week?
Man, just working hard. I don't do anything fun like watch documentaries like Dion. I wish.
Man, I've been in this motherfucker working like two butt naked slaves tied to a ship with my feet refusing to move.
Me too.
Sitting
by. What the fuck kind of analogy was that?
I don't even think that was an analogy, nigga. That was me. I'm big. You split me in half. I'm two butt naked slaves. I'm telling you.
How much of the TV show can we talk about? Like, because I want to know what's going on, because I know you're working hard on it, and I want to hear an update.
I'm rewriting strips. So you write, and you give them right to your producer, and your producer give them back to you, and you give them back to them, and they give them back to you. Like, hold on, motherfucker. Can you send them on over to the fucking network? Then the network guy knows. Everybody got something to say about what you doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's 9 episodes, and we working our ass to get them out, and you know, and my job is to go back and put my voice in them. So I'm up all night long trying to sound like Miss Pat. Put my voice in. call it motherfucker. Is it live right here funny? Because my whole thing is I want it to be stuff original. Right. I don't want it to be a same old bullshit joke you hear in every sitcom, you know.
Like Big Bang Theory?
No, not like the Big Bang Theory. I've never watched an episode of that shit.
Cut that out.
But, you just want it to be, you want it to be original. So, yeah. You know, and you have to fight. You know, I did Jeff Foxworthy podcast this weekend. He said that was one of the most, that was the biggest problem he had when he had his show for 3 seasons, that he would, 2 or 3 seasons, I can't remember how long he was on, that, you know, he was like, who the fuck talk like this? You know, like that sometimes as a writer, they put the correct form of English. Well, that's not how we talk, motherfucker.
Right.
People want to hear real family. Now, no, there goes the doorbell. Nigga, no. Who the fuck at the door? That what real nigga say, right? That's the type of show they done gave me.
They need to make that a show. It's just Alexa correcting everybody's English. Who the fuck at the door?
I think she one of the lines I erased today was mother, you need to behave. What black motherfucking child tell their mama to behave? Behave ain't never been used in my house. That word ain't never, be and have ain't never been used together. Okay?
Be and have.
Ain't that behave? Nigga, not together as one word. I'm like, who the fuck tell they mama to behave? You a black kid, mom, why you tripping, mom? Why you tripping? Why you acting like a fool?
White families, you'd never say that to your mom because you get your ass beat. You don't tell your mom to behave.
Well, behave, just not in the vocabulary around this house. They say, nigga, why you acting up?
Right.
That's what you say. I don't know what y'all say, nigga, why you acting up at your house? But we definitely don't say behave in this house.
Did I say that at your house, Chris?
Yes. That's why I had to change.
Man, so it's really hard work. And then, you know, you bumping against the grain when the other people not understanding it. And then, you hope you hire the right people to get your voice, but that doesn't always work. I learned in this process that I have a unique voice. It's not easy
just
to catch.
Not learning that.
I know. I can't believe you didn't hire one of us to translate for you. Nobody knows your voice.
Well, you know, just how I think and stuff, because you're dealing with some of these people come out of Hollywood and they're Hollywood writers. They're not used to somebody like me. So, it was a lot of bumping heads in the beginning about, like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
Like, I remember reading one strip and a girl said, Terry, your dick don't work. I said, nobody talks to their husband like that if they dick don't work. If his dick don't work.
Right.
You trying to get killed in your sleep, bitch. No, you tell your girlfriend your husband dick don't work. But you don't tell him to your face. You take it like, okay, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You don't fuck. I said, why did you write that? She said, I thought that was something you say. I said,
no.
To us, not him.
No, right.
To your girlfriend,
to your
yourself.
Podcast, but not to him.
Yeah, my husband didn't work, but I don't know why she said that. I said, young lady, nobody would tell their husband in their face their dick don't work, unless it's a argument.
Right.
Anyway, get your limp dick. That's why your dick been in a seizure forever, nigga. Some shit like that if you're having an argument.
Dick seizure. Hold on, let me write that down. Dick seizure. Yeah.
Your dick fell out, you know, but.
Get a hold of yourself, dick.
it's been crazy. So I've been very busy. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day, and I fucking start punching up, and I'm up to my ass is almost glued to the chair in my office.
Yeah, it's been.
I get up some days, my ass so numb, I had to beat it back to life. I look like one of them Maitre Donald. What them folks who put the apples in their mouth and get their ass beat on? What them called?
Dominatrix.
Oh, dominatrix.
See, you need a translator like Dion. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Who the fuck is a matronomics? Matronomics.
I thought you meant Maitre D.
I think that she got them. She melded the two together.
Yeah.
Has there been anything like that you thought was hilarious that nobody else thought was funny?
Yeah. I fuck up too. You know, my friend Tom Simmons is in the room. Dion, you know Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
And they don't give, they tell me like, they're like, shut the fuck up. They don't give Tom a chance in the room. They don't give him a chance. But it took him a couple weeks to find his foot and his shit and his voice. So he's gotten a lot better now.
Yeah.
But at first, I just think they were like, oh, that's Miss Pat Boy. We ain't listening to him. I'm like, yeah, speak up. Keep speaking up. I say, speak up. One thing I know you got, Tom, is white privilege. And what you're going to have to do is use it in this room.
Is he just shy or what?
He didn't want to ruffle no feathers. You know, he a new writer and shit. So I said, speak the fuck up. Everybody else is speaking up. So now he speaks the fuck up. I love him because he can write you can give him one line, he can write 20 jokes for that one motherfucking line.
It's funny. She'll be on the phone and she'll call me and then she'll call him. And each time she does it, Tom sounds older and older and older. So she aged this nigga like Obama.
It is. Writing in that room is some hard-ass work.
Yeah. You wouldn't think like you. In my mind, I envision like you all talking with each other.
No, you come up with a plot. Usually, 80% of each episode is my life. So, you know, just like joke, you have to embellish a little bit. But by everything being so close to my life, I got to be there telling the story.
Right.
And then I got to be there say it like I was said and punching it up. Mm. And a lot of times they don't see it like I see it. Like I remember having a line in there and the sister in the show was like, Okay, old bougie. Ashley Carrington's bougie. Okay, old bougie. Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris, Gail without the Oprah, which is funny to me, right. But the white people didn't get it in the room. They was right. Like, shouldn't it be Coretta Scott King? I'm like,
no. What is she?
They got the old iPhone. They need to update.
I'm like, no, bitch. IPhone. Shouldn't it be somebody on their level? No, bitch. Everybody know Gail ain't shit without Oprah.
Right.
I mean, at least that's what the black community say. So it's just sometimes they don't get it. So a lot of times I've learned in this business because I got a life coach now, and I'm in counseling. Nigga, I ain't never thought I need no help in my life. These folks getting all, I'm talking out my ass to people.
What?
No. I'm just glad you do now. I've been talking out my ass my whole life.
The fuck is that so funny?
It's just so funny to me. Like I've been to one counseling session. I'm full of shit.
I'm in counseling and shit. I'm in all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? From this fucking shit. I was like, I'm on the phone with the light therapist. These niggas about to make me kill him. And she said, you can't say that. You have to say it a different way. So it's almost like I'm learning correct English. You know,
she's in English counseling.
She's learning the rules of society. She's being tutored. I imagine, like, do they get hazard pay in therapy?
They need hazard pay.
Because when they start unpacking your trauma, it's going to be quite the luggage rack.
Do you feel better when you leave?
When I'm talking, yes. I didn't throw this shit work.
Yeah.
Why the fuck y'all... People, why the fuck y'all didn't tell me other than telling my girlfriend who just gonna let me be me and not make me solve it another motherfucking way? Why you ain't tell me these educated niggas out here helping us and shit? Everybody need a life coach.
I'm telling you. That's the only profession where we look at them like, man, fuck, they don't know what the fuck they doing. Except they're professionals.
It's that voodoo. That been put that voodoo on me. And I was like, I am not going to curse her out anymore.
One of our first conversations, I was like, have you ever thought about going to therapy? And she goes, I don't need help.
Nigga.
Everybody should go.
Everybody.
She called me and she goes, yeah, I'm going to counseling now. I was like, oh, that's great. I went to therapy for 4 years. And she goes, man, you really fucked up, aren't you? It really fucked you up.
It saved my life, man. Me too. Everybody should go.
You know, what I've learned from dealing with the life coaches, just like life coaches mostly for like corporate America, because I've never been in a corporate environment. I'm this hood bitch, and I'm like, nigga, I'll slap your motherfucking head off. But I realize in corporate America, you just ain't telling them before you slap the fuck out of them. I'll slap you, your children, and the bitch that hired you.
Otherwise,
fuck with me.
That's why she's having so many meetings.
It says here on
on the court documents.
But you can't say that. And I tell you, I was in a situation that I really can't talk about, but it really helped me in that situation. Good. I was able to not blow the fuck up and walk away and take a deep breath, so the shit really do work. I'm thinking about goddamn hiring me a life coach on my cell phone. Hey, bitch, you up? I need to talk.
So what? How does it help you? Like, when you're talking to this person, like, what's... Just describe what it does for you.
I mean, it's first of all, it's somebody to vent to. Then it's somebody to tell you better ways to handle the situation other than say, I bust that nigga head. And, you know... You know.
She already had that, but she just didn't listen to the motherfuckers.
Not one of us. Not Quisha.
You shouldn't
not
do
Garrett.
That. Fuck y'all.
Is Garrett just in the background going, I fucking told her this for 20 minutes.
You know, because when you get to a certain point in your career, and it, you know, like before, one shit on the line. I have a lot on the line now.
Right.
If I really fuck up. Before, all I was losing was a food stamp card. So, you know, back in the day, motherfuckers said.
You got hung for one. Like, that's way higher stakes than what you're dealing with now.
Yeah. A motherfucker told me one time, he said, I'm going to sue you. I said, bitch, I'm on food stamp. We ain't suable. You can't sue me. The government take care of me, nigga. a white man. I said, what you gonna get? These motherfucking children over here, they mama left me with me on crack. That was my second set of crack. But I said, you can have these niggas. We can do this shit without paperwork, nigga. White man said, get away from me. I said, no, you say you want us.
Can you picture her at the notary office? Get these niggas notarized so I can get them to fuck up out my house.
Nah, she just hired somebody who said they're a notary. You can steal one of those easy.
Yeah, you don't talk about you gonna sue me. Motherfucker, I'm on welfare and food stamp. I am unsuable, bitch. You can't sue me. The government take care of me. You gonna have to take that shit through George Washington Carver. Whoever the fuck motherfucker is on the Constitution. You know. I don't think
the peanut think, guy is not on say, the Constitution.
That came out wrong. Shut the fuck up, Chris. You're laughing too hard.
This thing is red as fuck.
You're laughing too hard, you fat son bitch. You better stop for that. A pee come out that little dick and drown your nuts.
Cry. What the fuck's happening? Oh God!
Who you know the fuck I met?
Literally yells at me every week. You need to learn the history.
What nigga? You know what I mean? The cracker, the man, the white man name was George. You know the fuck I'm talking about? Shit, somebody name was George running.
You
the
got so mad at me when I mixed up Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel Jackson.
You got this nigga tickled over. He's literally turned pink.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, God. Tell me more about the life coach, because this is great.
I mean, she just fucking help. I mean, I don't know what they paying her, but I told him, thank you for this bitch, because, boy, she done kept me from putting the bitch in the 54. And I'm just glad we on, you know, I'm on Zoom. That also keep me from fucking people up. But I've matured a lot in the last 2 weeks, you know. Fuck you laughing at.
I'm proud of your growth. I don't mean to laugh at your growth, but it's just funny. You're like, I've grown up on the last
well,
2 weeks.
Well, yeah, I've grown up corporate America a lot. I mean, when you start having shit on the line that you know you're going to need in the long run, nigga, you behave.
I guess I hadn't really thought about, like, this. Is this your first experience, like, in a corporate environment at all, ever?
No, you know, I used to be a medical assistant.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a medical assistant. That ain't work out.
I wonder why. Bitch, you died.
You know what? I worked at a gynecologist's office. Then I worked at in Fayetteville, Georgia, all white doctor's office. Then I worked for Dr. Poe in Atlanta. And I just realized that shit wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was standing there one time, and I used to work in a gynecologist's office. It was a family practice. And, you know, you hear the pussy look like a tunnel down right now, right? So when the medical assistant, she handed the doctor the stuff that he need. So one day I said, I'm going to be nosy. Man, I looked over there, and that shit scared the goddamn shit out of me. It was like a black hole, a tunnel that niggas can. It was like the Underground Railroad through her pussy. And I was like, whoa. I hope that ain't what I look
You're
like.
You're right. You don't belong in the corporate car. Accidentally. Like,
why your pussy got George Washington Carver in it?
And then, like, they would get up and they would leave, like, shit streets on the paper. And I'm like, you left shit street on the paper, girl. You know, get the shit up. You come here with no dirty ass and shit. And then the doctor would tell us to go in there and sniff to make sure they pussy didn't stink. So
what?
You wait, know, back up a minute.
The doctor would tell us to make sure they don't have odors. And if they did, we would ask them to get up and wash up. Well, how you tell a grown bitch who brought her pussy to the doctor? She knew what it smelled like before she got there with the pussy. I was like, doctor, you about to take this pussy straight to the face. I ain't finna tell no ghetto bitch with
you
no green.
You about to
hoe.
Take this pussy straight to the face.
I ain't about to tell no grown bitch with no green hair her pussy stink.
Like it's a shot. Straight no chaser.
Fuck y'all laughing at.
Take the pussy straight to the face.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not busy. You ever try to fight a bitch with green hair?
No,
I'm talking about green hair on her head. Them ghetto bitches.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't gonna tell no ghetto bitch up pussy stay. That bitch get up and cut my motherfucking throat. And I be like, not got paid that Friday. Mm-mm. So
woman died today telling another woman her pussy stank.
Yeah,
more so, news at 11.
Good Lord.
So I didn't
Poe
do that. I got out of
up.
That. I left there and then I went to work for Dr. Poe, which was a pediatrician. But Emma would pay me $8 an hour, and I learned a lot from Dr. Poe. He let me fucking stick the kids all the time. And
what do you mean stick the kids?
You know, for immunization shots. Okay. Shots and shit. Right. So he ain't pay shit.
Sit still, nigga.
Well, you could say that over there, but then I went to Fayetteville and worked for another doctor, and all them some bougie ass white people. I had never worked around white people before. And if you don't eat their soup, they don't like you. If you don't eat their homemade soup, and I'm like, bitch, I'm not fucking with you white
people. Yeah, it's the soup.
No, so I don't know if I ever told this story. Why
now,
I got
you
fired.
Haven't. I've never heard this before.
So I work for, I ain't gonna say his name. So I work for this doctor in Fayetteville, Georgia, a pediatrician, known pediatrician there. And I like the doctor. Two things happened. First, I went over his house for Christmas. So he got this big ass house down in Fayetteville. And we go over there. And first we had to chain Christmas gifts at the office. This is when I know white folks were fucking crazy. So I go out and I get her a lotion and sit, you know, because I ain't got no money at the time. Buy what I thought was a nice $15 gift from Walmart. The limit was $20. So it was a secret Santa. So you get a gift. And I get a gift. And no lie, y'all, this bitch gave me that thing that you sit in the window, and when it's going to rain, the water rise.
A barometer?
A barometer. Right. It was made of a motherfucking duck or some shit. So you know, I'm this hood nigga with a GT. I don't know. I saw these white people. I said, who the fuck gave me a duck with some water in it? One of the girls in the office laughed so goddamn hard. They said, it's a barometer. I said, what the fuck I'm going to do with a barometer, nigga? She said, it going to tell you it's going to rain. I said, I listen to the news for that shit. Before I was a comedian. They would laugh so hard. And the lady who gave it to me, she started crying. That's all I could afford. Oh. I took it out of my house. I'm a barometer collector. I'm like, well, you can't have this shit.
She's a barometer collector.
This was her prize barometer. She's like, this is the greatest.
I said, you can have this nigga back. I ain't going to use it. I didn't know this correct shit to say. So I think they hated me from that. I think they planned it to get me fired from that day on. So we go over his house for Christmas. We go over.
Did you know it was raining?
Huh?
Did you check the weather before you left?
Was there ever a day where you got caught in the rain and you're like, shit?
No.
I should have taken the barometer.
That duck would have told me what was going on.
A fucking duck with blue water in it.
What? A barometer collector.
Yeah. This is all I could afford. I said, well, you have your barometer back. Bitch, I'm missing a nipple. I know when it's going to rain. My fucking bad titty itch. But anyway. So
she got a titty barometer.
She trying to collect your titty.
So, make a long story short. At Christmas time, right? So, I got to go over his house. Everybody go over his house. So, we got this big ass beautiful house. And this is what I know. I didn't fuck with white people Christmas dinner. So, it's an office Christmas dinner. It's at his house. And I said, y'all ain't got no collard green? Come back on. They said, no, we got, what's that black shit with the expensive shit white people eating, look like little balls?
Caviar.
It was caviar, nigga, on a cracker. So I said, what the fuck is this, cat food? He said, "In caviar, I said, I ain't eating that shit. I'm in that straight bitter nigga. I'm the only black medical system." And then we sat down to eat. They were serving shit on lettuce, on the heads of lettuce. It was the most horrible shit. I could not wait to get the fuck out of the house. So then I knew they kind of didn't like me no more. They thought I was a ghetto nigga. Right. So we sitting there one day. And it was a doctor up under the main doctor. And he said, so, Pat, how are you doing today? I said, I'm doing just fine. And he said, so it was, I tell you who was running for president. It was Bill Clinton's second term. Mm-hmm. So he said, did you get out and vote? I said, yep. He said, how did you vote? Now I don't know shit. You don't supposed to talk politics at a doctor's office. I said, I voted Democrat. He was like, why would you do that? I said, because I'm poor. Why did you vote Republican? Because you rich and you white. No. And they walked my ass up out the office.
They fired you for that?
They fired me. The next day, no, later on that night, because I was doing a day, because I was closing.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Junebug, I'm podcasting. So later on that day, they said the main doctor wanted to see you. So I said, okay. So I go upstairs, and it's the doctor who I said it to the office manager, and about three more people. This is why I hate white people sometimes. Don't let me work and fire me. Just go ahead and fire me. I can go home and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't hate just white people. I hate any motherfucker who don't fire you when you need to be fired, gonna waste your motherfucking time. I ain't ask you for the extra hours. So, they told me I was fired. And so I said, why everybody here? I said, y'all find me because I said I'm vote Democrat because I'm poor and I'm black and I'm poor? Well, hell, he rich and he white. And he said, we're not going to need your service anymore. I said, I ain't give you no service. I was getting paid $11 an hour. So that's the last time I worked in the medical field.
Wait, like that, there had to be, like, that seems like very dumb to fire somebody over, but.
I'm pretty sure it's because she didn't want to eat the caviar.
Yeah.
I think it had to do a lot with making the white lady cry about the barometer, the Christmas dinner, and the Republican thing.
Did you just, because you had never worked with white people, like, did you just find it hard to relate? Like, what was the?
Yeah. Like, one day they was talking about a crock pot, and this is when I went out and bought a crock pot. It was like, oh, my God, my dinner's at home cooking in a crock pot. So I said, a crock pot? What y'all put it? You just cook all day. You gonna cook all day. They said, they was like, put your roast in there. It's gonna cook all day. I said, well, if I put my hot dogs on in the morning and I come back, will they be done?
Hot dogs in the crock pot.
They all just stopped and stared at me. I was like, well, maybe I said the wrong shit, you know, because I didn't know how long the crock pot cooked.
Right.
They probably like, this bitch so dumb.
Were you, like, did you secretly, did you enjoy the experience? Did you, like, did you just find it confusing and frustrating because you just hadn't had that experience before?
I think they thought I was dumb and stupid and, you know, you had people coming out too because Fayetteville is kind of like, yeah, that town, like the uppity rich white people mm-hmm. that, didn't want me, like, sticking their child.
Mm.
And so some of them I would just stay up. but, you know.
Should have let me stick this nigga. Now I'm going to stab him.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the overall experience was okay. It was a learning experience. I had never worked
How
around.
How old were you?
Ooh, I was in my early 20s. Probably, I had my sister kids at the time, so I probably about. I don't even think I had Gary on at the time. So I was probably about 24 when the medical assistant, because I wanted to be a nurse. And then when I got out of medical assistant school, I said, oh, I'm going to go back and I'm going to be a nurse. It was so hard for me to get a job as a medical assistant, being a convicted felon.
Mm.
They was like, you're never going to get a job as a nurse. It's just too much government requirement, license, and stuff like that. So I just gave up.
Do you want to take a break real quick and we'll come back?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. All right, y'all, we back with all of my fucking jobs and shit.
That's fascinating. I knew you'd done it, but I didn't know any of the details. That's
I was going through my closet the other day, and I found my medical assistant.
Did you keep it because you just felt proud of it? Like, why do you still have it?
I keep everything. Like, I had a miscarriage, and I still keep the baby. My husband hates it. Well, the little baby feet and stuff.
I wish you were joking.
No, I'm not. And it looked like a little alien. And it got a little feet prints. And I tell my husband, it was born like a day before my husband's birthday. So sometimes I take it out. Like, you remember her? He'd be like, get that goddamn alien out of here. So I just put it back in the bag.
Nope, I'm not even going to touch that.
Nope. What were you going to say, Dion? Moving on.
I was going to say that I got to go take my barometer back for the Secret Santa.
So I keep everything. There's nothing like going through shit like, damn, I still got that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a new level of hoarding.
They just back there, you know, in papers and stuff. I was rambling when I moved here. That's how I came across the baby that they took a picture of the baby. That's how I came across a picture and stuff.
Mm. Oh, a picture. I thought you had the actual
fetus. Jesus Christ.
Because you fucking crazy.
Yes, that's why I was over. I literally was like confused as to how you still had it.
I fucking thought you kept.
I didn't know if they let you keep the baby or not.
No, they don't. They takes the baby and put them in the oven, okay? What is wrong with you? No, I just kept her picture and stuff and her birth and stuff like that. I still got it. She would have
thought
been.
You had a baby in the closet.
You know how many weird white people stories I've heard? It's not out of the realm of possibility. Kate knows what I'm talking about.
Nobody keep a
baby in the closet.
The fuck?
I thought in my mind she showed Garrett and he's like, get that out of here. That's 20 years old.
20 year old corpse, huh? You so stupid.
I truly am. Sometimes my own naivete astounds me.
You so fucking You so much crazy.
I thought that was the weirdest thing you had ever said. A picture, okay, but
so you thought I had a whole motherfucking Chucky doll in the closet that's 20 years old. The meat ain't fell out the bone.
Oh my God, Chris, what the fuck?
Do you remember that TV show on Comedy Central with Bush where it was the fetus was the anti-abortion activist?
Oh my God.
You gotta be the crazy.
You gotta be.
Baby in the closet.
Nigga, no. You trying to get a nigga locked up?
Oh my God. I was like, why is he. What? He thought it was a real baby in the fucking closet. He was serious.
Well, I had my friends buried one, so I was like, what did they let you? Did you take the baby home?
Oh, my God, bro. That was the whitest shit you ever fucking said on the show.
Easily.
Oh. We have nothing else to say. We might want to end this episode with that. That is, this nigga think I'm keeping dead babies in my closet. Dead babies in my closet. What kind of motherfucker do he think I am? Chris, that's your people. That's not my people. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight because these niggas are crying.
Oh, my God.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.